We'll turn to the scriptures, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. The words will also be found on the screen. It says, "Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaining. Like good stewards of the manifold of grace of God, serve one another with whatever gift each of you has received. Whoever speaks must do so as one speaking the very words of God. Whoever serves must do so with the strength that God supplies, so that God may be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ. To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen." Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you and we thank you for this time together this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to meet in this place, to hear music, to sing praise, to pray with one another, to be in fellowship with one another, to join in love as we worship you. So, Lord, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me, that your word might be proclaimed and we might hear what you would have to say to us today. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Last week, we have been talking about this new vision statement of the United Methodist Church. The first week, we talked about how we are called as Christians to love boldly, the first commandment, the commandment of Jesus, the greatest commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, to love boldly, the foundation of our faith in Christ. This week is the next part of the vision statement as we live out our call as disciples, and it is we are called to serve joyfully. The United Methodist website, discipleship website, says it better than I could come up with, and some of the quote is even there on the back of your bulletin this morning. It says, "When people feel overwhelmingly busy or rushed or lack trust in institutions, service may feel like another obligation, another box to check, another weight to carry. But the church's call to serve joyfully is not about adding more to an overstuffed schedule. It is about helping people rediscover service as a way of being, an outflow of a life deeply rooted in God's abundance, humility, and joy." You see, to serve joyfully is to live with the freedom that comes from knowing our worth is not in our performance, but in our belonging to God. It's not in our performance, but in our belonging to God. Joyful service is resistance to despair, a response to suffering, and a rhythm of connection in a world that is both weary and longing for hope. I think that describes our world. In the scripture from 1 Peter that I read this morning, we read about the importance of taking our love to the next level and utilizing our gifts to serve others. And so when the Apostle Paul wrote these words, he was addressing an early Christian crowd facing persecution. He talked in the previous chapter, chapter 3, it says, "Yes, even when you are trying to do good, we might suffer. But do not worry or be afraid, for it is better to suffer for doing good than to suffer for doing wrong." So Peter was encouraging the people to live righteous, loving lives despite their circumstances, to continue to do good, to serve, even in the midst of persecution. And so that they might know and be inspired to live out their faith and keep loving one another earnestly in a society that opposed them, following the example of Christ. To love one another earnestly. And then it says to show hospitality to one another without complaining or grumbling. You see, hospitality in Peter's time was crucial for the survival of the Christian community, often providing a safe haven for believers, welcoming people and being hospitable to them, and to do it without grumbling or complaining. And I looked up the antonym for grumbling as cheerful, happy, joyful. Serve joyfully. Today, hospitality remains vital because, you see, when we do hospitality right as a people of God, it's invitational, it's welcoming, and it's loving. It builds the body and extends the table. That's what hospitality does. Builds the body and extends the table, and it's always a good feeling, I think. Maybe it can be seen as you aren't prepared, but I think it's always a good feeling when you have to bring chairs and set up more tables. We're called to do it cheerfully and joyfully, with a heart of love and not with a sense of obligation or grumbling. Because what if people enter in and we say, oh man, I have to set up another table? As the church put out this new vision statement, it recognizes that many of us feel tired and worn out, and given the journey of our denomination has been through, we've seen division, we've seen conflict, we've seen fear, we've seen violence permeating our society. The church has been through a pandemic, through community division. And yet, in the midst of all of that, we have this vision of something bigger, filled with possibility. And we do it not as a obligation and not out of pressure, but out of possibility of a world greater than what we currently have, where all are cared for, where all are invited, and where all are loved. Not out of pressure, but out of possibility, where everyone knows that they have enough and are enough because each person has been created by God. 1 Peter captures the essence of both love and service. And when we are called to love, we love deeply, and not just at a service level or casual kindness, but caring for others, showing empathy, making a genuine effort to understand and to support in both the good times and in the bad, to see humanity in others and to treat them with compassion and respect, and to listen to their needs. Joyful service doesn't mean pretending that everything is fine, but it means trusting that the Spirit is at work. Hospitality, even in the small and the slow and the seemingly insignificant, there's possibility. It's planting seeds that we may never see grow. It's about showing up with food or listening ears or hands ready to work, not because it's glamorous, but because it's the way of Jesus in our call as disciples. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 42 through 45, Jesus is there with his disciples, and he teaches them that true greatness comes from one's willingness to serve selflessly rather than seeking power and authority over them. Throughout the scriptures, Jesus leads and serves and listens in this same kind of way, with humility and with love, in a world that often values power and success. And what's striking is that Jesus' service was never detached from joy, even in the face of suffering. Because you see, the joy wasn't found in the circumstance, it was found in the connection. It was found in the freedom. It was found in the love being poured out and received. Jesus teaches us that service is not merely an act of doing, it's an act of being present with one another, being in community and relationship with one another. The joy wasn't found in solving the problem, but it was about being with one another in the midst of it, about being present, showing up again and again with our whole heart, even when we're tired, trusting that God is there. That's where the joy was found. Friends, all of us have gifts that come from God for the service to the kingdom. Each of us has unique talents and skills and resources that can be used to make a positive impact in the lives of those around us. We all have relationships and connections and skills and gifts from God that build one another up, that offer hospitality. And God uses all of those gifts if we give them to Him faithfully in service to others. We show up not with all the answers, but with love, sincerity, generosity, eagerness. And when we do that, God blesses them. Peter's call in the scripture this morning of hospitality and service is profoundly countercultural in a world that's often marked with division and self-interest. But our call to serve joyfully is a reminder that our faith should manifest in action that builds others up and reflects Christ's love. Friends, we are called to a deep love, a practical hospitality, and to selfless service. These principles and qualities of our faith not only strengthen our community, but also transform the world around us. They're a testimony of God's goodness. And so I ask, how might you, in your life, embody these principles? To love deeply, to practice hospitality and serve joyfully, and to selfless service. How might we and you and I embody these principles so that they might make a difference in our community and in our world? You see, for when our actions align with God's call, when we serve others joyfully, with the love of and grace of Jesus, we bear witness to a transformative power of the gospel that is beyond ourselves and gives God honor and glory forever and ever. And so, friends, I invite you to love boldly, to serve joyfully, and to be the disciples that God has called us to be each and every day. Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for our call as disciples. We give you thanks for your example for us, even in the midst of what can sometimes be a difficult place and a difficult call. We know that you are with us. And sometimes it's about showing up and being faithful in that, and that you use our presence to make a difference through the gifts that you have given us. And so, Lord, may we be aware, may we be open, and may we be obedient to that call in our life as we share our gifts with the world. We pray all this in Christ's holy name. Amen.